My mother told me long ago, no matter what your grief or woe, don't let your worry show in any case. It's ruination to the skin when grief and worry lie within. It puts a lot of wrinkles on your face. So when my dear old wealthy husband died, I smiled and laughed and never even sighed. Then people asked me why I didn't moan or cry. I gazed at them amazed and then I cried. I should worry and get wrinkles. I'm too smart for that by half. Now wouldn't I be simple if I'd fret and get a wrinkle? I can show a lot of dimples if I laugh. I should grieve that hubby leaves me, for he left me all his wealth, why should I sigh? There he's gone, there's no returning, with his love for me he's pining. I should worry and get wrinkles, get away, not I. Amsterdam. His Christian name was Abraham. I don't think that's a Christian name, do you? It was in Amsterdam it all was told me early in the fall. He said my husband floated on for a do. He thought, of course, that I'd at once decide to have my marriage not so then untied. Said he to me, of course, you'll sue for a divorce. But he was quite surprised when I replied, I should worry and get wrinkles. I should set my hobby free. When he flirts with others, his remorse he always smothers, just by bringing pretty presents home to me. If he has a mild flirtation, some inexpensive gift for me he'll buy. If he only does get